are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
The skill from How to Win Friends and Influence People that I'm going to talk about today is one that I've talked about many, many, many times. So today is one of those wonderful reminder days. I think it was Da Vinci or Michelangelo who said that we need reminding as much as we do educating. So today is one of those days that stay with me. I'm going to give you a reminder. And if you carry this with you throughout the day, it's going to blow you away how much of an impact this is going to have on your day. For those of you who are regulars, this is not new. Again, it's a reminder. It's interesting that people want to relate to other people. How to Win Friends and Influence People is all about how to relate to other people and to relate to a way to them in a way that disarms them, not so you can take advantage of them. This is not about manipulating other people in a negative way. It's about manipulating them in a positive way, setting them in the very best mindset. By the way, yesterday we talked about beginning friendly and ending with a challenge. And I talked about customer service people in the previous jump story. Yesterday, I was trying to purchase something online, a template I needed for my business, and it wouldn't go through. I contacted customer service. They said my card was declined. I contacted the bank. The bank said, no, it wasn't declined. So it was so interesting how in the mornings when I'm doing these jump starts, I'm talking to myself because throughout the day, I kept reminding myself this person's doing the most difficult job, one of the most difficult jobs there is. And so what I need to do is to be grateful and to not get upset even when like the first customer service person told me incorrectly. I made an excuse in my mind and I said, you know what? They just didn't know and that's okay. And so what? It took me an hour longer than I expected. And one of the things that I attempted to do was to practice this skill that I'm alluding to today. I first began to appreciate this skill when I was selling radio advertising for Z96 Columbia, South Carolina. My first real job out of college, I sold advertising. And one of the things that I tried to do was to get on the phone every Friday and call people and schedule appointments. Friday was my in-office day and schedule appointments. And I struggled a lot with it. I struggled with making those appointments until I listened to an audio cassette on sales. And it suggested that if you do that, if you have to set appointments with people on the phone, then it recommended that you put a mirror in front of you so that you could look at it and always be smiling when you're on the phone. So as you listen to me, right now I am smiling and I'm really pushing my smile, which I'm sure you can hear in my voice, as opposed to this is, I don't want to try and change my voice much, but this is me without the smile. This is me with the smile. So even in our voices, and that's the secret skill, smile, force yourself to smile. Smiling, not only have they discovered that a happy person smiles, but smiling makes us happy. Our brains and our minds are so interlaced, and we talked about this a few days ago in a previous jumpstart, that they simply fire one another on and off. Tension in your body makes your mind look for things to be tense and upset about. Things in your mind upsetting you makes your body feel tense. When you put a smile on your face, your brain goes, well, everything must be okay. And by consistently holding a smile on your face, you lower your own blood pressure. You lower your own level of anxiety. You often begin to breathe more deeply because if you're freaked out, if you're in fight or flight mode, you're not smiling. Unfortunately, marketing, the media is based on getting you not to smile. I was listening to this book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, a fig, the other day. And he talks about how the media has become a closed loop. And I never really thought of it exactly this way, but whether it's CNN, Fox News, Breitbart, or People Magazine, they often will bring up an issue. And then what they do is, which would be upsetting to people, and then they spend all their time reporting on the upset that people have about the issue that they themselves put forward. And it works because it uses what I've coined as enrage and engage. If you enrage somebody, you engage them, and then they want to know about the other people that are enraged, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And for the media, it draws eyeballs, or for radio, ears. It draws your attention, which means money. So there are so many things throughout the day that encourage us not to smile. Don't want you to smile. If you're smiling, something's wrong with you. Have you ever heard that? I realized when I wrote my book, Happy This Year, that we have I'm trying to think of the right word. I wrote it in a book. But we are predisposed against people who are happy in many cases. Even though we're drawn to them, we wonder if there's something wrong with them. One of the things I found really interesting in looking at DBT, dialectical behavior therapy, as a method for addressing various issues, is that one of the things that Marsha Linehan recommends, the founder of DBT, is what she calls half smile. Half smile. She's like, look in a mirror and smile. Now take it down half. Now work to hold that on your face, especially when you're talking to other people. About 3 weeks ago, I went to a live board meeting here at the condo complex where I live. I don't think I'll go to another one. I found out that there's more than a dozen people here with COVID right now. But I went to one, I went live, and I wasn't wearing a mask because at that time things were really opening up and we were feeling better about things. And I decided to practice that half smile because condo meetings can just seem to bring out the worst in people. You know, anybody will tell you that. About any kind of meeting, church board meetings, any kind of meetings tend to bring out the worst. And so what I decided to do was to just hold this little half smile as I looked at everyone speaking and listened to everyone speaking. And what I noticed was that people began to smile back at me. Okay. Not in a, hey there, you know, but just even people would be speaking. And when they were looking around the room and they got to me and saw the half smile, I saw the half smile pop out on their face. It is so true that if you smile at the world will smile back. I've spent so much of my life waiting on the world to smile at me and then I'll smile back. And that wonderful analogy from Earl Nightingale, I tell you what, sitting in front of a fireplace. I tell you what, I'll make you a deal. You give me heat, and then I'll give you wood. We want the heat first, but we need to put the wood in the fire. And the wood is something as simple as putting a little half smile on our face. It makes us feel better. It makes other people feel better. It also makes people feel like we're more engaged with them. This idea that a person is smiling, there must be something wrong with them. No, it just makes a person feel warmer. It makes them feel more welcoming. I'm getting ready to go do a live speaking event next week in Austin, Texas, and I'm excited to be going to Austin. I love Austin, Texas. I love everywhere I get to go. And one of the things that I do before I go is I do a Zoom meeting or a Google Hangout meeting or at the very least a phone meeting with the client that has hired me to come in to find out about their industry, to tailor what I say to their industry. And I used to approach these meetings as very serious things. Okay, hi, let's talk about what's going on in your industry. And I thought I was showing some level of competence by being so serious. And then I would go to the events, and it was a difficult challenge sometimes to get the people to warm up to me. And I decided that the warmth starts on the Zoom meeting. So I always make sure I've got that half smile. I always make sure that before we get into any kind of business, I do the blah, blah, blah. I used to be so bad at the blah, blah, blah. But then I realized that the blah, blah, blah is about talking about the other person in a positive way. I really like this, or I enjoy that, or excited about this. The other day when I got my car fixed and I went in and it was so much less expensive than I expected, and he had told me what to expect and it was about half, I thought about what was the difference, what happened. And I realized that this gruff car guy, he owns this mechanic shop, but you can tell he can take it or leave it. That's kind of his attitude. But he does a wonderful job because he can take it or leave it. And I had asked him about his collection of Beatles album covers that he had framed on the wall. And we had talked about this a long time. And I never made the connection that the next time I went to get my car, I was charged a lot less. When you get yourself to smile, you convince your body that you're happier than you actually are, and your mind will begin to look for things to be happy about. The other thing is, people will smile back at you, or at the very least, I have found that a smile is a wonderful pattern interrupter. People look at you like, what's wrong with you? But at least they're not frowning anymore. So that's what I'm inviting you to do today. There is actually a chapter in Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People that talks about the importance of putting a smile on your face. He talks about the universal person, he calls it, that can get along with everybody. And that person is a dog. Because when a dog approaches a person, most dogs, okay, let's not split hairs, but most dogs do what? They wag their tails. They put on their body an expression that I'm excited to see you. Well, human beings interpret a smile the exact same way. It makes everything so much easier putting on a smile. So put on your smile today and see what you can do with it.
No more, no more complaining people. Changing, we're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.